Are you ready? Okay. I'd like to call a Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. The time is 10:47. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Present.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congressman Mason?
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present. Next item on our agenda is prayer. Congressman Maker, will you say our prayer this morning, please?
It'd be a privilege. In thoughts of our country, in thoughts of our country, thank you. They are what they say, humper kaha, ilaha, walake, talikonga, kistoma, ilake, walake, konga. Bajaji nikasi, numnikasi, zikaji, paski, ilake, walake. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this day and give us your blessing and your grace that we can do the right things for our people as we meet here today. We want you to bless our leaders, our Kahika, and all of our elected officials here who have been selected to the business of our nation and the welfare of our people, wherever they may be. Bless the sick, those in mourning. We've had death in our tribe recently. Be with those families, our service members, and all those that's needing something. Heavenly Father, you know our needs, so please take care of those needs, and I hope all of our people, wherever they are, will have a good, hearty meal today. These things I ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes.
Site still says 627 grand, but that's not right.
I think it's 1071.
I think that's right, though.
Chair, I entertain a motion for the approval of minutes.
So moved.
Yeah.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Motion carries. The minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is construction. I sent the committee the emails that I had received from Bruce Cass on the bids for renovation, which is what I will continue to do. As I get information, I will forward it to the entire CA committee. Congressman Supernaw is not a part of the committee yet. We're gonna have to do that today to include him, the body as a whole, to get him on this committee. I think that we need another body on the committee so that we don't ever have any problems making a quorum. Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, the two bids that you sent us back exceed the amount of the Competitive Bidding Act for advertising. So we did create that scope of work. It's in one of the bids that came back. So I would move that you work. I've already told you I would help you because I had started to get that competitive bidding RFP out ASAP, and those two people can bid in accordance with the act, and maybe we'll get more people. But also I'd like for us to expand. We talked about the fact that we don't have any restrooms, and we don't have ADA and elder accessible restrooms. So I'd like to expand that scope of the first phase to include some remodeling. You mentioned it, and I think it's, you're right on. We need some first floor bathrooms here.
Is that, do you have anything in the form of a motion?
Well, I don't, I think I made a motion, let me look at the minutes. I thought I made a motion last time for you to be able to do this. Yeah.
Okay.
I did. But I want to, I would say that that needs to be amended to include now first floor restrooms for the members and the public attending sessions and committee meetings. So that's my motion. To amend that authorization to include first floor restrooms.
Sir, a second.
Second.
Yes, Congressman.
Has anyone ever been, I was upstairs the other day in ENR, and they were telling me that that elevator needs work. There's been three times people have been trapped in that elevator. I don't know if it's going to need, like, in the future, if we're going to stay here for the next, whatever, many years, that elevator needs attention, I was told. Thank you.
Thank you. You know so much money that's going to cost.
Question.
Congressman Hamilton.
If we add this to the scope, are we starting over with the bid process then? Mm-hmm. Is that for changing, adding to what was previously submitted?
We don't really have a bid process now because we need to go sit out an RFP. So the RFP will include that scope that we already have plus the scope for bathrooms, first floor restrooms. You can call it phase one and phase two if you want to.
There's a motion on the floor to amend from the previous, which was on our minutes. There's a second.
Question.
Congressman Mason.
Yes, my comment, I want to keep it to the subject at hand. I think this fits in there. Seemed like I just read a copy of an email from Mr. Cash to perhaps all of us or something that regarding the staff and calling it an emergency, we would have to call it an emergency recall. Anybody get that email? Remember that?
We did.
Where does that fit into what we're talking about now, this particular moment?
I think that it's the consensus amongst Congress members that we are not considering this an emergency, and we are going to send an RFP out, the normal process to get bids for construction. When it was being handled by the executive branch, they were calling it an emergency, and that did not set well with several members of Congress. And so we are going to take over that process and send the RFPs out to get bids. So it will be a normal process. Is that so? That summed it up pretty good. Okay. Motion on the floor, and there's a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries. All right, we'll start the RFP process to include first floor restrooms along with everything else. I will keep the entire committee, and you will be CC'd on all communication that I have with Tim Leeper. Next item on the agenda is signage. We need to talk about signage. So I will invite Dr. Hunter to the next CA meeting. But Congressman Mason had asked about the sign, the lettering that we had up at the old building. We need to talk about the fact that the building still says First National Bank. Those letters are not Well, first of all, this building, when it was built, was not the First National Bank building at first. It didn't originate as the First National Bank building. Eli is the person who's working with me on taking the awning down that says First National Bank employees entrance only. And we're going to have a new awning put on that says Osage Nation Congress. But we still have lettering on the top of the building. It's my understanding that those are metal letters that could be taken down. First National Bank is etched into the actual stone. We have different options, of course, of what we're going to do with signage, but I put it on the agenda to at least get the discussion going about what the will of this committee for this Congress wants to do about signage. Congressman Mason, then Congresswoman Edwards.
Those aluminum letters up on the old building up there, some of us remember we caused that to happen in Congress when we wanted lettering and we got it, and then Minnows Council did theirs after we did ours. But anyway, we paid for those and had that installed up there. So those are, quote, our letters. So what we do with them now, I don't know, but I think we need to pull them down and hold on to them, or I don't know, but they're ours, so don't want to leave them up there. I know somebody else will take them down anyway because they're not there, but we pay for those. Those are ours. So.
Okay.
Just bringing that to your attention.
Okay. Congresswoman Edwards.
I agree with that, and I think we should take the first letters down. We've got a name for this building now. It's Capitol Building, and I think we should look into putting those letters up that indicate the name of the building.
Okay. Well, okay, so I will have someone remove Osage Nation Congress letters from the old building. I think that for anyone, we still have employees that don't even know we're down here. I mean, as recent as last week, I've had discussions with employees that they had no idea that we were down here. So I will work this week to get the letters down from the old building so that people don't go there thinking that we're still housed there. And then I will call Dr. Hunter, invite her to the next CA meeting to discuss signage from her standpoint. And Congressman Mason?
Just another question. Again, it's part of the whole thing. Are we going to get line lands in here, telephones?
We are in the process of doing that.
I guess the numbers will still remain the same or extensions?
We don't know that yet.
Are we on the U.S. mail drop area now? Does the mail come here directly or still go to our box?
We still have a box.
Okay.
This has a physical address that we've been giving it out. We probably need to have new business cards made for everyone. We'll figure that business cards out after we get your old phones installed.
And what about our website? Are we noticing up there, changing our website, getting all whoever's our webmaster to do that?
We're going to be in the process of doing that as well. In the next week, we should have more answers for all of that. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
It's on the agenda item that Congressman Mason's talking about. Why doesn't this committee authorize the speaker to put out a press release to SH News and the Communications Department?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Authorize the second speaker to put out a press release to the Osage News and the Communications Department regarding new offices, chambers.
Michelle, before the second, all those in favor? Congressman Wilson.
Do we not have already a motion on the floor and we're in discussion? We have voted on it.
No, we didn't have a motion.
Oh.
Just a motion for the authorization for the speaker to do a press release.
Okay.
Everything else is being worked on. Okay. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Motion carries. Okay, and next item on the agenda, I will send everyone an email, the entire body of Congress, when we get the phones put up. And for right now, we do have one small issue, but I don't really see it as an issue. Someone might. Right now, we might have to have one phone per office. Eli and I are talking about it, and I will let you know what we come to. We might be able to do if you need to leave a voicemail for Congresswoman Edwards, push 1. If you need to leave a voicemail for Congresswoman Whitehorn, push 2. So that you guys can have your own voicemails. But we're working in a very old building, and that might be the way we have to go. We're not sure yet. I'll let you know when I know. Congressman Mason?
I'd like to ask, what is the status of our janitor and cleanup people around here, down here at this office? Because our windows are still either a little washing down here.
Well, they came down to clean our office, but we have asked them about the windows, and they say that's not a part of the contract that they have set up with executive.
They've been.
Shanna?
I just spoke with the company. I don't know if he's the manager or owner or what he is. He came in yesterday to look at our floors, to see about cleaning our floors. At least this granite or marble that we're sitting on right now. And I asked him specifically about the windows, and I have sent Mr. Zahn a email per their request, and he said that he does not have a problem cleaning the windows. It would not be something that they would do daily, but we can do it through an email to Mr. Zahn, and they will get it taken care of.
Congresswoman,
why don't we hire a window cleaner for the first go-round so they can get really clean, and then we can let them maintain it? Because there's still glass on the back of the building from where they threw the refrigerator out.
That wasn't Speaker Pratt.
Yeah, so I saw Tribal Works. They've cleaned the outside, but it's the inside. So, I mean, I would, if he's willing to do that, then it's not just like the biggest rush for Tribal Works to get it done at some point. But I wouldn't be completely opposed to having someone come and do it, like you said, for the initial. But I saw Tribal Works did wash the outside, though. It's just the inside that's still yuck. And if I had a ladder, I would wash the windows on the inside, so.
Yeah, but you might fall, and then we'd have a workers'
comp. That's what I said.
Another, just since we're starting to look, how about our, I don't know, Cuggy, if that is painted, or is that metal or brass? Can they polish up for
it? Good luck, there's glass.
Well, so if you look at the first couple of doorways, I mean, we need more supplies, but Eli and I have shined up that those first two sections, but it would take a lot of work. So we're kind of like, again, undecided as to whether you all want that done, or some people are like, it looks better down here, but up there, it's just like, looks like old dirty handprints all over it. So that's why we did it. So the framing around Congressman Supermall and Tillman's doors and Second Speaker's doors, we have like done that. We went and got some copper. Was it the copper? Because we bought several different things. Anyway, so you can take a look at those two door frames. And that's where we started, but then, you know, but that's just in our time down here when we don't have something specific to work on. We have been working on it.
And that would be an extra charge.
And that would be, for sure, because we would definitely probably have to hire someone, or at least an extra charge, because it's not in their scope of cleaning, so.
Okay, well, I can work with staff to locate someone to do both of these things that have been requested, and if it exceeds Second Speaker's authorization money-wise, then I'll bring it back to the committee. And if it doesn't, then we'll just get it done. Everyone okay with that? All right. Last item on our agenda, per the request of Congresswoman Edwards, is the congressional 401K discussion, and I will let her have the floor.
Well, I see today that Dana has gotten some information from Gary Rouse. Remember, we had a 401K administrative fee, which the nation was paying up until some point, and then the bill got sent over to us, which we're not paying because it's part of benefits that we pay into the nation. So when they take out money for benefits, that's what they utilize to pay third-party administrators. So I guess we'll have to work some more on getting, it looks like, is it one from that years ago that's still not paid? Is that what they're?
The one from 15.
Okay, so they paid everything else, they just haven't paid the 15. So we built in, we built it into our budget. So I guess if we want to pay this, we haven't built it into our budget. Do you want to take it out of professional fees to get it paid so we can be done with it? It was, the nation should have paid it, but, you know, do we want to be persons that don't pay their bills, an entity that doesn't pay their bills? How much is it?
Congresswoman.
$950.
Why is it that the treasurer authorizes payment? It's out of the benefits line. I'm just curious if has anybody asked the question why they have not made the payment on this?
I think we sent it back over to them, didn't we?
My understanding is we received this bill and we paid 16 and we've paid half of 17 at this point in time. But prior to that, we were not ever receiving a bill. It was going straight to the Treasury. We contacted and asked them, was there an agreement? Was there something? Because the Treasury and the nation is no longer using John Hancock. They're using BOK. This company had nothing signed, no agreement or anything other than what they sent us today. And it's taken us since May or so to be able to get that information. And it dates back to 2012. I'm not sure what year it was that we actually transitioned over to BOK with, as far as the nation is concerned, and if that's why they've decided that they're sending it to Congress and not to the treasurer. But those bills now come to Congress.
We transitioned at the end of 2015, somewhere in 2016. The letter, the email that we have is something that was provided to Clint Hill and Callie Ketcher in 2012. That's the fee schedule, and that's what they've been using. So we either need to pay it or write the treasurer and ask the treasurer to ensure that it gets paid. So I'm up for either or, but I don't think we should continue to let it lag.
Chair, I'll entertain a motion.
Move to request the treasurer pay the 2015 administration fee to WJPR in the amount of how much? $950.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 I will send an email today. You did forward that to me. And I will CC everyone.
The next thing is that our original 401k files are with the HR department and they keep them in the vault. So if you have information that you need to have in your file regarding your 401k, you need to submit it to Julie Standing Bear. Otto and I are still the trustees of the 401k, but we don't really take care of your individual documentation. So if you've got something that you need in your file, change of beneficiary form, if you elect a different kind of withholding, all that kind of stuff, you know, I think you do it during a certain period of time, but I think you can change your beneficiary at any time. You need to make sure that you get it to Julie Standing Bear as well as our third-party administrator is WJPR, and we have contact information. Many of you dealt with Bernadette. Is that her name, Bernadette Cuggy? Bridget Moore. And then also we have a person at John Hancock, little more removed, really. Bridget Moore is really your contact, and if anybody doesn't have her information, we'll give it to you. So when we switched over to Wade, what's the name of the Paycom? When we switched over to Paycom, there was a glitch, and while on your statements, your leave and earning statements, you will see that your 401k was taken out. It actually never got paid to John Hancock until yesterday and the day before. So point is that there will be four. I don't know how this is going to show up on your quarterly statement, but I'm just letting you know that the month of September and the month of October were, there was a delay in actual payment to John Hancock, which may or may not mean that you're missing out on a little interest. So, just so that you know that, supposedly it has been rectified. Also, it is the individual's responsibility when you take out a loan. You are entitled to take out a loan. You can act, if you take out a second loan, if you want to take out a second loan, you've got to consolidate those loans. And you've got to make sure that one of the trustees signs off so that it all gets completed. And Otto and I can forward, and Bridget will forward the information to Julie Standing Bear and to the accounting office, but it's your responsibility to make sure when you look at it that you see that those payments are coming out of your leave and earning statements, because I don't see that. Otto doesn't see that. So it's up to you. If, when you take out a loan, and it's up to you to make sure your contributions are right too. I just want to make sure that you understand it. We don't have anything to do with your what you're taking out, what you're paying back, what you're earning. That comes to you in your John Hancock statement, and it comes to you in your leave and earning statements. So I'm just was here to report the good news that it didn't get done for 2 months, but it's corrected now. If you see somehow that you don't think it's corrected, then let me know and we'll get with the powers of being corrected. But that's the news of the day.
Thank you. All right, next item on the agenda, Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, we were supposed to put the org chart back on today, which didn't get on. So that's fine, we can move it to the next agenda, but I did send a copy and I think you distributed it or somebody distributed it. I went back and looked at the rules and we made a simpler draft. So it's pretty straightforward. It's not speaking to policy. This is not policy. This is how the staff, who they answer to, and how we structure our officers. And so it's pretty simple. So you can look at it.
Okay, we'll include that on the next CA agenda. Congressman Supernov?
Well, how are you going to add me to this committee? Just make a motion and questions and notices?
Yes, in session.
In regular session?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. The next CA agenda will also include Sergeant at Arms. We need to discuss that and decide what we're going to do. All right, next item on the agenda is adjournment.
Yes. So moved.
All those in favor, signify by saying yes.
Yes, yes.
We're adjourned. Thank you.
I know. I know. I heard, but I didn't think they were, I didn't think they were coming yesterday. That's okay.
So, the only thing that this weekend was the committee. That is good.